Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be a five-minute hero by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
Bull. You can text the show to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up. And we have a Northwest couple joining us right now voluntarily. So let's get together and help them out. And I want to welcome to the show right now, Allison from Everett. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for your Facebook message. Basically, from your Facebook message, it sounds like, well, in your words, a grown-ass kid. And I think she was talking about her boyfriend, Brent. Is that right, Allison?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You are employed right now, but he actually lost his job?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So you're the breadwinner, but you are working, but you're doing your job from home right now.
Right.
So what seems to be the issue with your boyfriend, Brent?
So, you know, Brent just doesn't seem to understand this whole work from home situation, especially since he just became unemployed too. He's just all up in my business, you know? He's loud. He'll walk through the room when I'm on a video conference. He's just generally noisy and doesn't, you know, respect the fact that I'm trying to get work done. And my job is pretty busy right now. So
he is not respecting the fact that you are the breadwinner. You're bringing home the bacon. And he's sitting there walking around in his glow-in-the-dark boxer shorts with the chili peppers on him. Is that what I'm hearing? He's just not respecting what you're doing.
Right. And it's gone to like a whole new level now. I took a little bit of a break from work one day, and I came back, and, you know, Brent loves computer games, and I totally get that. But he had closed everything out of that I was working on my computer, and it's just sitting there playing video games. And I was like, please tell me that you saved some of that, at least press the save button. And he was like, oh, no, I didn't think about it, you know.
Oh,
no. So I lost. Yeah,
so you know what this sounds like? Allison, it sounds like that Ryder the Youngin is living at your house. Is that Ryder, do you live with her?
This
sounds like you.
I hope not. I hope it's not me.
I mean, but if he's playing Doom, that does take a lot of RAM, so I understand why he closed out.
I mean, again in these times.
It does. It takes a lot of memory.
Again in these times, I mean, you really get to know someone, right?
Yeah.
And you really get to know if you should be with someone, if you're compatible with someone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, there's two sides to every story. Brent is on hold. He's hearing all this. What do you think he's going to say? What's going to be his response?
I have no idea. Yeah. I think he's kind of oblivious to all of this, and I think he needs a good old-fashioned wake-up call.
All right, if that's what it takes. Right. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. I'm going to take a few more notes, get some details. But, Allison, you've really gotten to know Brent a little bit the past month or so. What is he doing that's just really driving you nuts right now?
Yeah, he's just not respecting my work-from-home situation. He's loud and noisy and thinks that he should play computer games on the super-fast computer instead of letting me do work. So I'm kind of over it.
Have you made comments to him saying that you're the breadwinner, you're the one who makes the money? At least respect what I'm doing. Yeah.
Does it seem intentional?
I don't think so. I have said stuff to him of just like, hey, can you please, you know, stay out of the room while I'm on a video conference? You know, can you please take out the trash the day when we normally take out the trash? He just seems to forget that, you know? So I've definitely, like, broached this topic, but it just doesn't seem, it seems to be going in one ear and out the other.
All right, check it out, you guys. Brent from Everett joins us now voluntarily on Make Up or Break Up. What's up, Brent?
Woo! Hey, how's it going, everybody?
It's good. I know it's always weird, like, hearing people talk about you, but thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah.
How does it feel when you're hearing that she's got a grown-ass kid at home? How does that make you feel? Were you aware that she felt this way?
Yes, and at first, when she first started saying it, I felt kind of offended, but now I'm kind of I think she's right, and I like it.
Well, that's interesting.
Okay.
What do you mean you like it?
Like, I've been working since my entire adult life. Like, I've never really taken a vacation.
This is the first time
that I've been not working in a very long time. And, you know, I'm in my glow-in-the-dark pepper underwear at, like, 4 in the afternoon, and I'm digging it.
Yeah, but she's not digging.
Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I unfortunately forget that she's got a conference or something, and I apologize, but I'm trying to make the best of a bad situation here.
So you're saying you don't want to go back to work?
Oh, no. Once I go back to work, I will be so happy, but that's not really in my control right now. Oh.
He's saying he's taking advantage of this time in life because he doesn't know when he's going to have it again.
Yeah, he's enjoying it.
Exactly. I almost feel like I'm retired, like against my will.
Hey, Allison from Everett, it sounds like you're just mad that he's not doing something. It's not the fact that he's hanging out in his boxers. You just wish that maybe he was contributing in some way? That's what I'm sensing.
I mean, if he could contribute by leaving me alone while I work, that would be the best. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow. I kind of respect that. I mean, look, Brent, she is trying to get work done, and you're disrupting her. I mean, maybe if you interrupted her less, she'd get done sooner, and then she could hang out with you. Is that what you want? You want her hanging out with you?
I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but I know I totally respect the fact that she is working right now, but I'm very embarrassed to say this. I forget. Sometimes when she's got something going on, I'll just forget, and I don't know. I think maybe it's stress, and I'm trying to distract myself, but she's sitting on the couch. She's looking at spreadsheets. She has, like, a video call every once in a while. I don't think I'm that much of an intrusion into her business. Like, I'm not, like, doing anything too wrong.
Well, it sounds to me like you just don't think that, you know, she's doing much either. And the fact that you guys aren't respecting each other, you know, that's what I'm hearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think that that's the case. Like, I've had 2 meetings now, and in one of them, Brent, you were screaming obscenities. And my coworkers heard that, and it was really embarrassing for me. So to say that you do respect my work-from-home situation is clearly not the truth here.
Okay, I'm going to put you guys on hold. We'll take this off the air. We have a therapist in Renton who is always standing by. He would love to give you guys 2 free sessions to maybe try to work this out. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Should they make up or break up? Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I think he's kind of a scrub. You know what? Ladies don't want no scrub.
I kind of like his attitude. I mean, I think he's a little immature.
You know? Maybe you share some similar traits with him.
I don't share any of those traits.
When you get home, you get in your boxers and stay that way till you go to bed.
He didn't say anything about a bathrobe.
He's kind of got his head up in his boxers right now, I think.
I just appreciate his zeal for life. He's enthusiastic about enjoying this time off. He's appreciating it instead of griping about it.
Okay, Lebowski.
833-822-BULL. 833-822-2855. Text to 96459. There's so many text messages coming in.
Yeah, I want to read this one because it says, same thing here, girl. Why are all men such children? That's not fair, whoever wrote that.
Somebody just wrote, girlfriend needs to get a home office.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Matt in Buckley. Matt in Buckley, welcome to Make Up or Break Up. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think, Matt?
I mean, I don't think the guy's out of his wrong. I mean, it sounds like she doesn't have a completely nailed down schedule while at home. And if she's, you know, doing whatever, and there's a game of Doom to be played, the game of Doom has to be played.
Okay. Yes! Yes!
So Ryder the Youngin was telling me about the game of Doom. And I've never played the video game. Is the video game called Doom?
Yeah, it's called Doom. This is like one of the most epic games that's been out since like 93.
That's not the point here. We aren't focusing
on
the game.
No, yeah. We are focusing because let me tell you about the video game Doom. It sounds like that's what's dooming the relationship.
It sounds like she's dooming the relationship and he's playing video
games.
You
guys got to get out the video games and start paying attention to your lady. You got to start playing with a different joystick, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Or maybe and the lady could get into video games.
My controller has 2 joysticks.
Even if you don't.
Yeah! Oh, no. Does it really?
Your controller has 2 joysticks?
It's 2020.
Oh!
Well, I'll tell you. At the end of the day, I mean, there's only one button you need to worry about.
The X button?
Period.
I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. And
the pause button.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. You feel me?
I feel you.
Well,
Let's go to Janet Lacey. Hi, Janet. It's Fitz. How are you? Makeup or breakup?
I'm good. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, my! I'm sweating a little bit with this conversation. Jen, what do you think?
I think, you know, girl needs to get a home office. You know, yes. It's like I was saying, you know, when I work from home and my kids know, I had my own little home office. And when I was in my office, my kids knew. Once I was in my office, I was off limits and you couldn't come in there. And I was working from home and, you know, and he needs to respect her to know that, you know, she's at work and she's has this time frame where she's at work and he can't be disturbing her. But if we're sitting on the couch and doing work, that's not the most appropriate place, especially if we're doing conferences.
You are talking about your children. She's talking about a 35-year-old man.
What's the difference?
I mean, she called him a grown-ass man.
Yeah. But I mean, so you set up your own little place where the kids get to go and play games and all that stuff while you're in there working. Why can't she do the same?
Well, I have teenagers. So I'm, you know, but regardless, like, if you're most people now are working from home, they have set up, like, little areas where they can do their video conferences and they can work from home and they can, you know, have this time where they're not being disturbed. So they need to respect each other, and she needs to have this private area and this dedicated time. So if it's, like, an 8 to 2 or an 8 to 3 where she's doing these conferences, then that's the time where she's dedicated, you know, two or three times a week. You know, and he needs to leave her alone and not be ranting a raven and running around in the boxers and, I mean, glow-in-the-dark chili boxers. I need to know
don't
where to find
those.
Don't
make fun of those. I have had the same pair for over a decade.
This guy and Fitz shop at the same Spencer's.
Yeah. Jen from Lacey, thank you for being an amazing insta-therapist. You're awesome. Thank you for this.
Yeah, the ladies are really uniting on this with Jen. Yeah. And here's one from Amanda. Says, totally with you. She had to move into her closet. She turned her walk-in closet into a home office so that she'd get away from her husband and kids. So there's a solution here.
Yeah. You know why that's perfect? Can't play video games in the closet.
But not everybody has that luxury, you guys, just to make the perfect little workspace at their house. And, you know, it's not that easy. But, all right, when it comes to makeup or breakup, with the phone calls and social media and the text messages, what's it looking like today?
I suspect this one might divide very close to the gender line on the people, on the gender of the people texting in. But we're still on makeup. Everyone agrees this is all in good fun. They do think he needs to grow up a little bit. But we're 79% makeup.